He did fine. He stuck by his story and so forth. But, fellows are demonstrating that they're a flat political body. They're not. I've watched the white cross-examination of Mitchell.
I was.
As you would expect from a demagogue. But Mitchell held his position well, and he's cool. I think probably he was the better over Whitener, but this is just a goddamn silly. I get upset with, which I often don't with this committee. I mean, I just can't wait for the day that we want to take him off.
Urban
handled him well, but it's the most incredible thing. We just can't let these pompous, cold, unintelligent, political, egotistical, demagogic type of people proceed this way without taking them off. Well, no, Mitchell's doing very well. Mitchell had a very wry comment at the end of his testimony. So went off camera, he said, there's quite a trial these fellows are conducting up here. You know. But, I mean, when we take them on, we're going to take them on in the most effective way. And, you know, that might not be the harsh attack, but just a very direct reference.
Who knows? We'll have to see.
We'll have to wait and see.
But Mitchell was young, so.
Great dignity, great courage. William White said that he thought Mitchell has displayed himself as a very courageous man to do this.
Good. I understand now the plans got close to my eyes.
That's, I understand that.
What the hell are you doing that for?
Well, there's a point of view that they're afraid of him. I don't buy that. I think they probably don't feel they have that much on Coulson. And, I don't know, but I don't think it's because they're afraid of him.
Well, thank God, though, they aren't crossing all their hands again. Big three on.
I think it'll be all pretty well wrapped up by July 1st now if they get the big ones on. William White was fairly positive today. Well, I think there's no question about it.
He just said, look, he said they shot their bullet. He said that they, I told him about their plan to run all through the fall.
I'd agree with calling on everything if that's what you're saying. I don't think he probably would be, but I think the case on Cox can be based on the fact that, look, we've had it with us. We're not going to allow the institutions of this government to be destroyed by distortions of this type. And therefore, these activities, these investigations, these inquiries are being placed by the President of the United States, which is your authority to do, into the framework of the Department of Justice where they belong. Mr. Cox, I'm relieving your responsibility. Bruce William Archibald Cox will not be remembered. No, sir, nothing major breaking today. Did we have it? Well, if they sold on another great deal, they must have had a hell of an argument. It should not have been reflected in any spirit of cooperation between them. A lot of the rumors out of this thing have been incorrect.
I'll say.
I think our judgments on what was happening and how it was going to be unfolded, yours have been incorrect.
How do you believe?
He feels it at once and then drop it, huh? I think so.
settlements of all this.
How settlements? Feel himself a career?
Of course.
He doesn't probably, he's probably sucked in by now. Into the whole.
Sure.
New York Times internal political process. Pretty well eschewed his independence, but probably maintains a little bit.
One thing I know is we have to be very careful in the day when New York Times is in the room. I haven't done them. Bastards.
I was talking about
this one. Yes, Star Tribune, the Daily News, Star, it's not all the rest of the French or
I think we can use the press.
Oh, I agree with that.
I think we can.
I've asked this question. How do you
think we can pop their bubble?
Have a chat, so we can use it from time to time. Press conference will be used for the goal of the president.
It will be. I think the way they'll see that is not letting them know. Not letting them know.
What? Don't let them know how you feel about it. I'm sorry.
Calling them on what they do, but surprised at how many people on their own observe the things that maybe we are saying is wrong. Attempted to point out to the networks, and by so doing, or to the press, and by so doing, made them bristle up
and do it again.
And do it more.
Sure. Forget it.
No, I don't think we forget it. It's
I mean, forget that tactic.
Right.
I'll
tell you, it's very much more effective to pick up on the phone and talk to an Art Taylor in just a general way.
Right.
And say, Art, what in the hell are you guys doing? You know, kid them about the antitrust thing and say, God, I turned in the CBS today and I didn't get to see the commentary by your boys after the Mitchell stuff. What did you go off the air? No, see, because it was only one network. That lets them know that we know. And then their response is such that,
incidentally, I want to be curious what the hell's happening to cable television. I don't want some little boy around here. I've been sitting on that. I've got a few of those bastards that I can't afford for other reasons, but, I'll see.
Yeah. Thank you.
mine, at least.
God, I have a great deal of respect for the judgment of both all those men.
Well, thank you, right?
Yeah, but I just don't know. I don't know. I may just be 100 degrees off base here, but I just cannot see you going up to the... I can't see you going up to the Congress, creating a crisis, ordering them to solve it, or asking them to solve it, knowing that their response would have to be negative. Now, that's where my judgment
for you should cancel your arbitration, stay in session, and act this legislation.
Yeah.
Like, there's a crisis about this and the dollar, there's a crisis about inflation, the rest of it is not good. And if you know, damn well, they're never going to pass even if they stay. Now, they go back to the last of truth a bit. Election year, truth on the down the Congress, and went out to campaign and say, I've got to live with these guys for 3.5 years. The time to start making our run after we do this thing is after Labor Day. And then we'll make it. We'll get around this for the press conference. He says, my good.
It seems to me that that's the right strategy. Plus the fact that we get out and when we get out into the country, we talk about the economy and we talk about these other things, which I think Sapphire agrees with me. I may be too melodramatic in this, but I really do firmly believe that that the issues that the president talks about, the economy, peace, all of the rest, will fit together and will get more play. Talking about this not emotionally, but in a calculated way, and get more play if they are couched within a framework of a philosophical point of view being expressed by the president as we move into the final years of the administration, which is what they've always done as you presented programs in your campaigning. And in your public life over the years, it was always framed within a fixed, point of view, accepted by a whole hell of a lot of people. I think we have to get out and talk about the economy. I think the economy is a battle. I think the administration has to get stirred up and talking about it, the cabinet and the rest. But I think it is a mistake to say that we are going to solve all these problems by simply the president going out and talking everywhere he goes about the economy. Now, that doesn't do it, because that in itself, I think, to a degree, creates more crisis and concern amongst a lot of people. Reference to the economy, mention of the economy, the programs and so forth are important. Foreign policy side is important. But I think what also all of those accomplishments will be put in a context of your putting into perspective this country and where we are going in the last 3 years. I'll say that as a pragmatist, not as an emotionalist. Because I do agree with Sapphire that that's what people want to hear now. And we'll spark to.
Well, that one point, though, I think really, like I said, gnashing my teeth over time. I mean, that would be a big update, but there is no question.
I think what Sapphire reflects is correct. We also have to remember, though, that they're sops. And I'll never forget the period of time, the way that they were used, and the way you used them. And I think it bears up the point I've just made. I know I'm not being specific enough, and there's a need to be more specific, but it bears up this point. I remember just being around these press guys, 67, 68, particularly 68, when you gave a series of radio speeches, very thoughtful, very productive statements on America, your philosophy in America and so forth. Now, and a series of speeches, not only did they get good play, but if you look at the press corps and the other play of the stories during that period, and the attitude to the press corps during that period, it's the best we've ever had. Now, they were being appropriately used. Now, I'm not saying by
also
this...
Also, they're a
well, of course, that factor is always there. That factor is always there. I'm not saying this is the dominant factor. Now, by saying that, I don't mean that if you didn't, in your radio speeches and so forth on the presidency, on the Indian Americans, you weren't playing to them at all, to a degree, a little bit. But really, you weren't playing to them, but it was a very thoughtful, provocative presentation of direction for the nation, which you have taken to. Now, and you have, over the first term, and what it's true. You did for the presidency what you said you felt the presidency should be. Now, we've gone through the 4 years of, I don't have to even characterize it, Gene. When I say that the Watergate is over, the crisis is really past, that means that the callus has been formed against the constant buffeting of the thing. That doesn't mean that we still don't have to move, and we agree on that, through a procedure to come back from where we are, which is Sandbar Point, and to do so in a very calculated campaign way. Getting back to my original point, my view is that campaign is not a campaign based on simply an economic program or simply a foreign program. I think it needs that added dimension. I'm not saying a philosophical base that you have to develop for yourself. That's there. I'm saying a philosophical base or a basic tone for the a philosophical base for the nation bridged into the 200 years. My view is that if we come up with the right approach by November, by Thanksgiving, before Thanksgiving, it'll be cheap. September, October are really the key months. Now,
why did we try?
They're looking for you to withdraw. They're predicting that.
Withdraw.
Well, just, they think the situation
withdraw.
This is why they're so predictable. What they're looking for, Mr. President,
is an iron.
No, no, they're thinking this. So, okay. Yep. President's thinking. Many will say, God, it's the greatest thing, you know, he's just a good president. He's led the nation, foreign policy particularly, and he's going to be there for 76. That's great. In their minds, though, they feel that because of this, they recognize the buffeting from the press, and they recognize the unfairness of the press, but many of them will say to themselves and won't admit that they've been unfair, but they know that you must assume them and must realize that you're unfair. Therefore, their point of view is, well, what the president's going to do is just say, well, we're lucky we'll have one press conference a year, and God, forget anything with him out there, any session with him. I bet he won't even say hello to you. You know, it's that type of attitude. Now, let him think that.
We'll do what we want.
See, that if you go the other way, no sir.
No more.
You go too far.
No receptors of the pool, no attending the White House correspondence, or any of that crap. Not the grammar. That's all done now. That's one thing we have broken to pick on. But press conferences, that's a thing. Easy.
Yeah, I agree.
Nothing.
I wouldn't argue that many. I'll tell you, a press conference and a cave, I think, have to be calculated. A guy like William S. White, sit down, talk to him on the record. William S. White, those types, by God, start working with
him. Sure, our friends.
Okay, if you dribble in a moderate, just keep them off balance. I'm not talking about a lot of that, but I'm just...
You're right.
A lot of that, but I'm just...
You're right.